This is Allison Keeber, reminding you that you are listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, and good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Around the clock and around the globe we go. Remember that this program is going to be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock here on BPN Radio. Here we are on the Tuesday prayer watch, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central in Austin, Texas, celebrating 52 years of full-time ministry and our fifth year of broadcasting here on BPNRadio.com. And we welcome those that are listening across America and around the globe here on this 24-hour internet prayer station. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPN Radio, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're absolutely delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Pertuca, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. Let's pray, America. But it's good to have you listening today. We want to welcome churches and cities all across America. We now have over 1,400 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. We started in 1997 after leading prayer at the White House, and the Holy Spirit told us to begin to mobilize people to pray. And, of course, we started the Breakout Prayer Network in 1997. Here we are, still going and entering into a new season of, wow, I can't explain it all, but stay tuned. And, of course, we're broadcasting. I'm hosting programs every Monday through Thursday here on BPN Radio, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 10 p.m. Of course, that's Central Time. That's Texas time for all of those of you that are listening abroad today. And today we are calling America to pray for wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. And my guest today is a man who has devoted his life to obtaining wisdom, working in many different fields. And I'm holding in my hands right now a book that Bruce Jerome has written entitled The Well-Lit Path. And Bruce was on my program a few weeks ago, did a great job, and I just felt like, hey, I need to have this guy back on, and we'll talk some more about wisdom, because the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing, and I know that Lady Wisdom, according to the word of the Lord, was with Jehovah God at the creation of all of this universe. And so we're going to talk to Bruce Jerome today. He was raised in Vermont and New Hampshire, in case you wasn't with us last time. He served as an Army medic and operating room specialist. He was a youth pastor, a licensed minister. He birthed churches in New Hampshire, Vermont, also pastored a church in Crestline, Ohio, started another church in the town of Canaan, New Hampshire, and another town, Lebanon, New Hampshire. He's been bivocational all the time of his ministry. He was on active duty with the military for 8 years, worked in a major Denver hospital as an EMT and surgical assistant in several areas in different times. He worked for the U.S. Postal Service for 8 years, a school bus driver for several years, research interviewer for Dartmouth Medical School, worked in the ophthalmology department of the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center for over 20 years, becoming a certified ophthalmologist, technologist, and certification held by only about 700 people worldwide, worked as a part-time parole officer for a local police department. And it goes on, and you have had quite a journey, quite an experience, Bruce. Welcome back to BPN Radio here on this Tuesday.
Thank you so much. We are excited to be back on with you.
Well, I've only known you for a short time, but felt very connected to you when I met you in Austin, Texas, not long ago. You came to a conference I was hosting. But I wanted to have you back because I really enjoyed your book. I think it's about 570 pages, I believe, something like that. The Well-Lit Path, a devotion for every day of the year. And, boy, I like to go to the day of the year and read the scripture and your writings concerning wisdom. What led you to write this book, The Well-Lit Path, and how were you involved in so many vocational aspects of your life, bivocational, all of your ministry? Tell us how all of this came about, because I want us to pray today for wisdom. And I realize the longer I go in ministry, that most of wrong choices I've made was not because I listened to the voice of the devil, but was because I did not listen to Lady Wisdom. And I believe that so many times we as Christians, and particularly those in leadership, we just make wrong choices because we did not involve wisdom. And so the primary thing, the principal thing I believe that we need to pray for, regardless of where we're at, age-wise or in society or whatever vocation we might be involved in, all of us need wisdom. And I believe today is going to be an invaluable quest and journey for people to get involved in obtaining your book and also obtaining wisdom and how we can do that. Give us a little bit of background, what led to the Well-Lit Path and some of your journey. And then I just want you to talk to us today. I'm opening the mic to you, Bruce. Talk to us about wisdom. And we just believe that we're going to obtain some incredible information, revelation today from what you have to say and your journey to the Well-Lit Path, the book on wisdom that you wrote. So here's the microphone.
Well, thank you.
Here's the microphone.
All right. Thank you. It's a very difficult thing for me to, to compress exactly all the things that God has had me do. I'm blessed in the fact that I was called into the ministry and that the opportunities existed for me to be a youth pastor at a strong church and to work on my education while I was there and do all of those things. And by that time, I'd been married a few years and we had a couple of kids. And I always felt like as long as I had a strong body and a fairly strong mind, I could go out there and use my manual skills, my earthly skills, to try to make a way for ministry to happen both in my job and in our churches. And I've done a lot of things. I've been blessed. God's really, really helped me to pick up different skills over the course of time. My ophthalmology certification, like you mentioned, there's only about 750 people in the world that have that certification, and that's really the longest secular job I ever had. And throughout my life, I've been praying, God, use me, God, lead me, God, send me where you want to go. Mm-hmm. Paul said that he tried to do all be all things to all men that he might win a few, and I hope that the course of my living for the Lord and working in different settings has been an opportunity for me to share the gospel with people that have never been through the door of a church or had never been at that point. And my time in the military was a growing experience for me. I was a young, lost teenager from a gospel-starved area of the country. I went in and ended up in over the course of three or four bounces, ended up in stationed in Fort Rucker, Alabama, and that's right square in the middle of the Bible Belt. And I met this young lady, and she told me that she didn't make the decisions in her life, that her life belonged to Jesus, and he was the one that was going to have to take care of her. And that had a profound effect on me, and in fact, such a profound effect that I got saved, and we got married about a year later, and we've been married now for 45 years, and she's my absolute best friend, my spiritual co-worker, my blessing, my everything other than Jesus. Yeah. She's number one in my life, and you know, I had the privilege recently, I'm going to diverge just a little bit, of reconnecting with somebody that I was in the service with at Fort Rucker, Alabama. In fact, a couple of those guys. And at the time, one of them wasn't a Christian, and the other one was backslidden and away from God. And when we met, I wasn't a Christian either, but God saved me and touched me and used grace. And we shared with them and ministered to them, and I never saw any fruit of that until I discovered that I'd reconnected with these two fellows just within the last month over social media. Mm-hmm. And both of them are living for Jesus. And that's just that's the thing you can do. If you'll take Christ with you into the workplace, if you'll live in the wisdom that God has for you, mm-hmm. you can have a profound effect on the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of these different jobs, you know, from being a short order cook in a deli and kind of helping to run that place when the boss was busy, and you know, to cleaning toilets as a side job and doing a little janitorial service and mm-hmm. all of those things, I never felt like anything was beneath me.
Mm-hmm.
In order that I might provide for my family and be a part of what God has around me.
Wow.
And I've been blessed. I've worked with Rhodes Scholars, literally Rhodes Scholars. I've mm-hmm. worked with people that are special needs. And you know what? I've never found one of them that God didn't love intensely.
I agree with that.
When we came to writing the book, I've been reading the book of Proverbs that goes along with the day of the month for decades, literally. There have been periods, short periods of time when I haven't done it, but for the most part, every day for the last several decades, you've found my nose looking at the book of Proverbs, and mm-hmm. my Bible is full of margin notes and scribbles and my personal shorthand and all of those things. And I've just gleaned from that over and over and over again. I've pulled wisdom out to help me live a life that honors God and has been less tumultuous than so many of the things I've seen in the world. In fact, I wrote about that in today's devotional on the April 15th. I remember being at a prayer meeting with our church, our small church in New Hampshire, oh golly, years ago, probably 6 or 7 years ago, and I was praying about writing this book, and it had been on my heart for a while, and we were praying, and suddenly in the midst of that, God said, "This is the title for your book." And I realized when he gave me that title for The Well-Lit Path, that he wasn't just telling me the title, he was saying, "Get busy, boy. It's time to go to work." And yeah. and so in the midst of working a couple of different jobs and pastoring a church, God gave me the strength and the ability and most of all the anointing to write this book. And I'm blessed. I still, you know, I don't have a great memory or anything like that. I make notes and I read things and I study. And I go back and I look at some of the things that the Lord helped me to say in this book, and I'm just truly, truly blessed. Mm-hmm. And that's the story. We are all in a place where God has a niche in carved out for us, something for us to do. And if we will listen to him and let his wisdom speak to us, through the Word, and actually taking verse by verse, particularly in places like Proverbs and Psalms 119 and Psalms 15, and we will say, okay, God, I want to go forward from here. What do I do? And He'll speak to us from His Word to lead us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, brother.
Well, explain to us what wisdom is. I mean, how do we get it? How do we get wisdom?
Well, it's so valuable that the Word tells us, above all else, get wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is, in my definition, the God's Word applied to our life and our life's situations.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with my finances?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with my planning? What do I do in dealing with a neighbor that isn't really nice? What do I do with a child that is having a struggle right now? What do I teach my kids, and now my grandkids, about how to live in victory? How do I counsel somebody who wonders how much time to spend in a job versus being in God's house? All of those things are richly there for us in the Word of God. So wisdom is the correct way to apply God's commands and His love in our life so that we may experience victory today and victory forever. That's my definition of wisdom for
today. How do we get wisdom, Bruce?
By studying God's Word, by good counsel, by listening to radio programs like yours and like other solid ministry programs, and by being in a church where you study God's Word, where you take it to the original language, when you learn that people like Absalom and got in a problem that he did because he wasn't wise, because he lusted after the world instead of seeking after the Lord. Wisdom comes to us when we say, God, Your Word is the authority over all eternity,
mm-hmm.
over this entire universe and mm-hmm. every universe that exists, and it's the authority over my life.
Yeah. Well,
that's how you get wisdom.
Yeah, for so many years of the early years of our ministry, and even before I went into the ministry, I did not hear preachers talking much about wisdom. There was very little said. And I realized as I began to study the book of Proverbs, is there's counsel for every area, for marriage, for how to train your children. It talks about sex. It talks about Lady Wisdom, talks about morals and immorality, how to handle money. How to work in on your job. It's just it's so filled with instructions of what we are to do in life. And yet, I don't think, as I was growing up as a young man, I grew up in a church. I don't believe I ever heard a sermon about wisdom. I cannot remember any conference that was promoted about wisdom. I did not hear any teachings about wisdom. And looking back over my life, there's some things that I could have done better and saved myself a lot of grief, heartache, if I'd only consulted a Lady Wisdom. And, you know, she calls out from the open square saying, come and listen to me, follow my counsel, and you're going to have life. And I've just learned over the years that I've been able to obtain wisdom, you know, by reading the book of Proverbs and studying books about Proverbs, not very many. Nothing is as inclusive as your book on the well-lit path. But I've also learned that if I ask for wisdom, you know, James said, if any man lacks wisdom, so, you know, I'm always, every day I'm asking for wisdom. Lord, Every time I read in the book of Proverbs a chapter, I just conclude by saying, Lord, I lack wisdom. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, and I lack wisdom, let him ask. And I'm asking you for wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully. And then I've also learned, if I can walk with men of wisdom like yourself, then I'm going to live a more profitable life. And so receiving godly counsel, receiving instruction, all of those things that you talk about in your book is so invaluable. And I just encourage everybody that is listening here today on this Tuesday on BPN Radio, or maybe you're listening to a podcast of this program, I just believe that God wants to give you wisdom, and it doesn't make any difference if you're the President of the United States, your Attorney General, you're a governor, a senator, or a janitor, as you were talking about, a pastor, whatever area in your life you are at this moment. All of us, including Dale Gentry, all of us need wisdom. And so I'm so thankful that you wrote your book and that we have access and you made it available. How long did it take you to write The Well-Lit Path, a Proverbs-based daily devotional? How long did it take you to write this 520 pages?
Well, chronologically, it took me about 5 years. I don't know how many hours that is, because I was working and doing other things, and, you know, a man's got to study and feed his church every week with a sermon and some teachings and things like that. So, but I would say if I compressed it all into one time period, it would have taken me 18 months of full-time work.
That's amazing.
That's the call on my life, brother. That's what I was called to do. I've never read another devotional about the book of Proverbs. And I've been so blessed by God's wisdom made simple for Bruce Jerome to apply to his life, to look at his unsaved friends, to look at my children, to look at my coworkers, to look at people that are struggling with drug addictions and serious diseases, and to take God's wisdom and apply it to how I minister to them, mm-hmm. how I befriend or parent or co-work with them. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing. And I'll tell you right, quite candidly, I haven't always been good at it. I mean, if you put me in a situation where you work with me 8 hours a day for 20 years, you know, you're going to see some scratches and dents in my life, but they are exactly the areas where I haven't let God's word and God's wisdom change my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I mean,
that's where I need to be. That's what I'm speaking at.
Well, there is I'm holding your book in my hand. Invite everybody to get a copy of it. The Well-Lit Path by Bruce A. Jerome. And I like it because every day of the year, I just opened it. I'm looking at March 26th. It says, you're giving a verse from Proverbs 26. And you give a verse, and then you expound on it. And it is just incredible reading. It doesn't take long, maybe about 4 or 5 minutes a day at the most. And
and
you have just poured yourself into this, and the 5 years it took to write it, it's invaluable. And you know, I've read a lot of books, but your book is so enlightening. And I don't have very many guys back on as quickly as I've had you, but I thought here is a man that that is about 120 years old, evidently, of all of the different vocations you've worked at and all of the life experiences you've had. You've got to be a pretty old man because of all of the different vocations and all of the different areas of life, not only in the ministry, in the spiritual world, but also in the secular world. And I'm sure that in all of these areas that you have worked in, you have obtained some notes on life. You've obtained some insight that helped you write this incredible book.
Well, and I think that's the case. And Gracie's the first one that really told me that. She said, you know, all the things that you have done and all the places we've been and all the jobs you've had, and I can safely tell you I've only ever been fired from one. But and I've got a pretty good defense for that one too, but all Gracie said all of those things that you've done have been used by God to help you to understand other people's lives. And really candidly, I think that's one of the biggest things that's missing from the church today. If I could speak for a minute to that, I'd love to. I think the church in general, not so much the alive church, but the church in general is insulated and isolated mm-hmm. from the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to be in areas of holiness and worship and things like that. But if we'd look around, we'd see that this world is in a terrible place.
Yeah.
Proverbs 15:15 says this. It says, all the days of the oppressed are wretched, mm-hmm. but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. If those 20 words or so don't delineate what's going on in the world versus what's going on in the alive church, I've never read a verse that does. And I began to pray about that and think about it, and our opportunity to be together here today talking about my book and talking about the state of the world. And I realized that man is in a horrible state, and probably they are worse off than the church and would ever think, and certainly worse off than the world themselves will think. You know, I read Mark chapter 5 the other day, and two verses or two parts of that chapter jumped out at me, and it really speaks to the state of the lack of knowledge that much of the body of Christ or the church does not have, mm-hmm. and how we treat God in a cavalier way. Let me just talk about that for a minute. In Mark chapter 5, Jesus has gone across the sea and comes to Gennesaret, or to the land of the Gadarenes. And mm-hmm. and the demonic mega experience that happens there shows us that those demons quaked at his presence. And they were absolutely submitted to him and surrendered to him. And clearly so, that they had to ask permission to go kill a bunch of unclean pigs. And later in that same chapter, in verse 40, Jesus was speaking to the church, to his people, or to the nation of Israel and to the Jews, and quoting God's word, it says, and they laughed at him.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine, brother, that there's a more graphic description of the gap in so many quote spiritual people and the authority of God's word and the power of wisdom that could set them free from that, then these words, these five words that say, and they laughed at him.
Mm-hmm.
So while the demons, supernatural beings with great power and great destructive ability, quaked in front of Jesus, and the religious people of his day, they laughed at Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, my friends, is a great, great explanation of the lack of wisdom.
Yeah.
And perhaps there's no victory for people greater than saying, this is what God says. I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to take this home with me. I'm going to be a part of what God has for me. So we need to take that quaking of the demons and saying, I've got to quake at God's word. I've got to realize that his love has allowed me to access to a power that causes the demons to tremble.
And
I'm never going to laugh at what Jesus says.
Mm-hmm.
If he tells me not to do something, I'm not going to laugh at that. I'm not going to laugh at it by mm-hmm. going ahead and doing it anyways.
Yeah.
And that's how we become wise in mm-hmm. God's ways.
Yeah. So
sorry, I get carried away here.
No, it's okay. So many mocking spirits today, especially, you know, when from the liberal media, left-wing media, even the politicians, many of those that have announced their candidacy for president, you can just hear them mocking about life and wisdom and saying everything that is contrary to what the Word of God says or Lady Wisdom is saying. And, you know, they're mocking. And she said, Lady Wisdom said, if you mock me, if you don't listen to me, there's going to be destruction that will come. And what is happening in America, and we're just listening to wrong voices going on.
Well,
and as a result, when we listen to wrong voices, we make wrong choices. But, you know, it's evident that so many people today, that they are so filled with their own knowledge, their own ingenuity, their own degrees or pedigrees, and they're not listening, that they don't have discretion. I mean, Lady Wisdom said discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, deliver you from the way of evil. And it just talks about giving. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of all of your increase. It talks about how if you listen to Lady Wisdom, you're going to be happy. And it talks about all sorts of areas of your life. It talks about wisdom being the path of the just. It's like a shining sun that shines ever brighter until the perfect day. And he blesses the home of those who have wisdom. He blesses our children, our grandchildren. And it talks about how that you're not to co-sign with somebody on a note. It talks about the immoral woman. It talks about how to give. It talks about how to correct someone. It talks a lot about short-tempered people, angry people, and how they get in. I mean, Lady Wisdom talks about a lot about anger and people that are short-tempered, hot-headed. And they talk about, she talks about having a slack hand in dealing with your finances. She says if you walk with integrity, you're going to walk securely. She says wise people store up knowledge. And she talks about poverty and how that poor people, that poverty is their destruction. And she talks about talebearers, people that are gossipers, talks about people that have pride and they're not humble. It talks about integrity. It talks about how to listen to your father and mother and honor them when they are getting older in life. And I mean, Bruce, you've written the book on it, but I'm just looking at the book of Proverbs. It talks about how a good man will leave an inheritance to his children, especially to his grandchildren. It talks about how plans go awry because we don't use counsel. It talks about how to answer a person. She says the soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. It talks about how the eyes of the Lord are in every place beholding the good and the evil. It talks about military. And you know, if our military leaders will just read the book of Proverbs and just they can make military decisions concerning the United States of America, what to do with our border situation that's going on, and what to do. It talks about what happens when a person isolates themselves and they don't need counsel. They don't seek out wisdom. They just are a person of their own. They're on their own island, and what happens. And it talks about how that a person who is faithful and receives instructions. It talks about how to get counsel and making your plans. If you don't make your plans, your plans will go awry. I mean, it's the Proverbs is full of it, Bruce, and you bring it out in your book and gives us an opportunity to focus on wisdom every day, every night of the year. It's amazing.
I think, right. In Proverbs, maybe it's that I'm a simple man. Maybe it's that I don't get huge theoretical things clearly in my mind. But when God gives me a 20-word sentence, and he includes counsel and guidance and victory and a promise in 20 words or so, mm-hmm. I'm going to take that home with me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make that a part of my life. And and that's what I want. It says this in Proverbs 1:33. It says, but whoever listens to me, and hear this, please, mm-hmm. whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
We are called to live forever.
Yeah.
God wants us to live forever.
Yeah.
And wisdom helps us to start that promise living right now, today.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about Proverbs applies to my life.
Yeah.
And I've had 20 different jobs or 10 different jobs, however many, and I've done all these different kinds of things. But you know what? There's never been a day in my life that the book of Proverbs didn't guide me or convict me when I walked away from what God's word said to do.
Yeah.
Every one of those things.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you, Bruce. And if I had if I had my life to live over again, as someone said, I would make sure that before I brought someone on my staff or a part of my church team or pastoral team, I would have had them to go through like 2 weeks of just teaching and training on the book of Proverbs. Even a business person, that are listening, I would make sure that you had special training for all of your employees before they go to work from the book of Proverbs. I mean, it covers every area of life. How to submit to authority, how to be kind to your customers or your patients or whoever you wait on at a table. I mean, it gives all of these it talks about paying attention at the dinner table. People that try to stuff their mouth instead of watching or listening to the person that's speaking. I mean, it talks about how to present yourself at the dinner table, or how to entertain guests in every area and facet of life. Those 31 chapters, and there's several different translations that gives us even a greater insight to the wisdom that and how to live life skillfully on a daily basis. That all of us, regardless of how spiritual we think we are. I believe there's a lot of great preachers or great teachers or great college or university presidents have made dire mistakes because even though they were great in their field, they made dire mistakes, and it resulted in the loss of their reputation, the loss, the termination of their job or their position.
Absolutely right.
And maybe even in the area of finances. I mean, the book of Proverbs talks about how to deal with our finances, how that Proverbs chapter 3 deals with trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not on your understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your paths, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, depart from evil. And then it talks about your giving, how that he will fill your barns, your treasures. I mean, every area, Bruce, I cannot over... You know, to some people, when you talk about wisdom, they don't feel like you're very spiritual. Let's talk about prophecy, or let's talk about tongues and interpretation of tongues. But and that is all good. But we leave out the tremendous need, the tremendous importance of wisdom. And what did he say? He said the principal thing in life is to get wisdom. It's not just to be anointed right. to preach the gospel, right. but the principal thing in life is to get wisdom. And so I know I'm preaching a little bit, Bruce, but I'm glad you're on today.
All right.
And,
good preaching.
And, thank you. I want you to tell good people preaching. How they can get your book or how they can contact you, and then I'm going to have you to pray.
Well, my book is available on at least 15 to 20 different online forums, Amazon, Kindle, you know, through Apple, all kinds of different ways that you can get it. And if you do a Google search for me or a Google search for The Well-Lit Path, you should come across me pretty quickly. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is Well-Lit Path Ministry, and you can find it contact information there. But it is easily available online, and you know, I'm also available if somebody wants me to come and do a book table at a conference or something. Dale, you know that Grace and I live in a 300-foot house that has six wheels under it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's a trusting God thing as well. But God has called us and told us to do that, and we will. So we're available that way. But absolutely, the easiest way to get my book is through Amazon.com. And if you look for it, you'll find it. It's the title is clearly on the front of the book. There's a picture there on the website. And people can also contact me via email if they have questions. And that email address is all one word, mywelllitpath@gmail.com. Mywelllitpath@gmail.com. And you know, let's start looking at life like God's Word has authority.
Mm-hmm.
And if God's Word has authority, it has authority over my decisions. It has decisions. It has authority over my finances.
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely called to be a part of the giving church. And we're absolutely called to be a part of the praying church and the fasting church and the helping church and the serving church. And those things are there for us in the book of Proverbs. And you never know. I mean, guys that I have completely dismissed, people I've worked with that were cocaine dealers and messes, you know, you leave work and then you go back in there 6 months later to see him, and this guy walks up to you and starts praising Jesus.
Yeah.
Because you've been a witness to him.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm some kind of super evangelist, because I'm not. I just believe in sharing the gospel through my life and with my words and trying to discern how God wants me to live in front of these people. And I've been a miserable failure. But you know, there's no greater testimony when you fail in front of other people to go up to them and say, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I failed, and I dishonored my Savior Jesus when I did it. Those people are going to believe you after that. And that's how it works, brothers and sisters. That's absolutely how it works.
I believe that. I believe that, Bruce. And I would just I would encourage any pastor or church leader that's listening today, just have you come and spend a day or two and talk about wisdom, how they can obtain wisdom, and purchase your book, and wow! I just know they would be blessed.
In answer to that, brother, as well, we will come most anywhere in the United States for gas money and a love offering and a chance to sell our books.
Wow!
We live by faith, you know, and that's how we live. I don't have a private jet. I got an old RV.
You got an RV, and we'll travel. And I don't know, it's been a
Absolutely.
Long time since I've heard of a minister that said, I'll come for gasoline money, and you let me sell my books and share the gospel. I know that, Bruce, that God loves you and he's for you, and I know that churches or any people group, even a business that says, would you come in and teach us about wisdom? Because I believe that a lot of I believe an employee would be a better employee if they sat under your teaching and read your book. We're going to run out of time, so I want you to pray right now. I'm going to play. Right, I'm going to play some music, and you pray. Okay.
All right. Praise God, Father God. You love us. Oh my goodness, your word says you love us so much, and we are full of potential by means of the Holy Spirit as we walk in obedience to your word and to your call. And I pray, Father God, that we would all become wiser people, that we would learn to discriminate against the seductive voices of the world by knowing what wisdom tells us.
Yes.
By opening our hearts, by saying, God, teach me. God, hide your word inside of me. Show me how to be wise, Lord God, in this foolish world.
Yeah.
So that I can love you more and serve you more and love the lost and understand that they just need you, Lord. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for a brother like Dale Gentry who walks in the Spirit and will speak the words of truth, Lord, as prophetic words come from us. Lord God, speaking under the anointing and calling out the church to love and good works, would you use us, Lord God? Keep us humble and surrendered. Keep us gentle and kind, but keep us completely, completely dedicated to you and your word and the call of our life and to the promise of eternity that lays before us. I pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you for wisdom, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for salvation and forgiveness.
Yes.
I pray this in holy, holy surrender to you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen.
And Father, I set myself in agreement with Bruce Jerome concerning those that are listening today and they lack wisdom. I pray in Jesus' name that we will ask for wisdom and walk with wise people, and that we will study the scriptures, particularly the book of Proverbs and the Bible, as we search out answers for life. And I just set myself in agreement with people today that says, I want more wisdom and I desire wisdom. And wisdom is a progressive path. We do not obtain it in a day or a month or a year or 30 or 40 years. It's a progressive path. And I just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that we would have more hunger, more desire for wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis more than ever before. I pray, Lord, blessings upon Bruce Jerome, the Well-Lit Path book. I pray for open doors, divine appointments, and divine connections for this man of God and his wife, Grace, as they seek out your will and are willing to open their lives and to be a blessing, to be a blessing. And I just declare they are a blessing, and I bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Bruce, for being on today. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep going. God bless.
All right.
Keep going.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bruce Jerome, for being on with us today. So, so very, very thankful and grateful. Let's be still for a few moments and just ask God. Let's ask God for wisdom. Let's just spend a few moments in his presence right now. Let's be still. Know that he's God.
Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is faithful. change. Be still. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. Be
okay, it's good to have, thank you very much, Stephen Curtis Chapman there. Be still and know that He's God. So good to have you listening on bpnradio.com here on this Tuesday. Wonderful day in Austin, Texas, and in April. Well, I love the springtime. Thank you for being here. If you want to make a contribution to Breakout Ministries, the Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, you can make your check payable to... You make your check payable to Breakout Ministries and send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That's old school. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And or if you have a prayer request, you can send your prayer request to bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. If you want to preach on Sundays on bpnradio.com or across America and around the world, Rick Gentry is your man. If you want him to call you, just to send an email to rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com, or you can call him 214-918-8707. And all of that information, of course, is on our website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. I'm giving a lot of information in a short period of time, but we're about ready to run out of time here. And but if you want to make a donation, you can and use your PayPal credit card, debit card, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Of course, BPN stands for Breakout Prayer Network. bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. When you get there, you can use your PayPal credit card, debit card. And remember, even Jesus had partners, and we must have partners to do what God has called us to do. And we believe that we probably are one of the a few full-time prayer networks, radio stations in America that's broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. And of course, we have the ability to broadcast events live, and we're going to be doing that. We are planning on events being broadcast not only in America, but different parts of the world. And so stay tuned. We have some incredible things that is in the making here at bpnradio.com. And don't forget, this is Tuesday. Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, is going to be on with the latest news. We do this in order for you to have be able to pray about certain things that are happening in America and around the world. That's next on bpnradio.com. Roy Beard is on today at 11:55 with a word from the wall. He's on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock with Discerning the Times. And don't forget, tomorrow is going to be another big day at BPN Radio. I'm on Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5 and 10. And, of course, Rhonda Kinzer is on every Friday. Next month, we're going to have some very special things happening concerning the prophetic, because normally we have been having in the past Prophetic Tuesday. You say, well, whatever happened to Prophetic Tuesday? Are you going to prophesy some more? What happened to Prophetic Thursday? Yeah, we are, but we're having just a very special call to pray this month, giving tremendous emphasis for you to respond to the call to pray. So, but more prophetic sessions are coming, starting again next month in the month of May. So delighted to have you listening today on bpnradio.com. Continue to listen around the clock and around the globe we go. Sure love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.